Hello, and welcome to my audio log. Today I wanted to talk a bit about the video games that I play, what my favorite games are, and generally try to answer some of the questions you have given me. So, to start off, let's start off with a game everybody knows I play a lot, which is the Metroid series. So, the first Metroid game I owned was Super Metroid for the Super Nintendo, which ironically, as a kid, I didn't play a lot because that game scared me shitless. Like, the atmosphere was generally scary as hell, and I wasn't quite big into that kind of things. That kind of makes sense, considering the whole game was like built with this whole alien kind of vibe going on, with very grim, dark kind of atmospheres and very droning, threatening kind of music and stuff in it. So, I didn't actually play it a lot as a kid, but I came back to it later, once I stopped being scared of video games. And back then I played it quite a lot, played through it a couple of times, figured out some of the glitches and stuff that were possible in it. And going on from that, later on I got like the Metroid Prime games, starting out with Metroid Prime 2 and eventually going to Metroid Prime 3. On the Wii. And I quite enjoyed those games as well, especially Metroid Prime 3. I like because it has like the Wiimote aiming, which is quite a good idea, given how focused it is on shooting stuff. So being able to aim well is this is quite a good point to have in that game. So I would totally recommend if you ever want to. So I would to totally recommend buying like the trilogy if you ever want to play the Prime games, because the trilogy like has these remakes of the first two Prime games, but adds like the Wiimote aiming, which quite improves those games actually. And besides Metroid games, of course, I've played Metroid Dread, which was quite a good game. But personally, I still like Super Metroid and like the Game Boy Metroid games a bit more over it. Don't get me wrong, Dread is a very good game, coming after the mishap that is Other M. So, it really goes back to being a proper 2D kind of Metroid game. And I've enjoyed it a lot. But personally, I still think Super Metroid and Metroid Fusion and Metroid Zero Mission quite hit the nail on the head when it comes to the Metroid series. So, that's quite my story on Metroid games. Some of the other games I've been playing lately are Elden Ring. And I've never before played a Souls-like game, so getting into Elden Ring was quite something new for me. But so far, I've been enjoying it a lot. Like, initially, I was always a bit skeptical of the Souls games, like Dark Souls, Demon Souls. The thing I always hated about them when I saw clips about them and stuff was like you had this kind of high skill ceiling, high difficulty going on. And some of the things that I saw, like people dying to boss fights and people dying to invaders, felt like they died in really cheap and shitty ways. So I never picked up those games before, but With Elden Ring, I saw something a bit different, like was more focused on exploration and world building. And yeah, that kind of looked appealing to me, so I decided to try it out. And so far, I haven't exactly been disappointed. It's a very nice game to play if you like exploration. There's a really big world with a lot of secrets in it. So you can actually forget about playing like the main quest of the game. Instead of playing like the main storyline, you can just go out exploring and find new stuff and new abilities and a lot of stuff really. And yeah, it's quite nice just going around and finding things and yeah, figuring out secrets for yourself. And yeah, that's quite appealing to me. And in terms of difficulty, it has its ball-busting moments. So yeah, that's something to get used to for me. But so far, it felt reasonably fair. All enemies have like this particular dance you have to do with them, so they telegraph their attacks reasonably well. So you can really learn how these enemies attack, what their attack patterns are, and how to counter them. And of course, some enemies are just really ball-bustingly difficult because you have to learn to be aggressive with them, know when to go in for the attack and don't let up with the attack. Otherwise, they're just going to exploit your idleness, so to speak. So that's kind of the story about me and Elden Ring. There's also been Tunic, which I've been playing a lot, which is a recently released new game, which at first looks like it's some sort of isometric Zelda-like game, and that's how it feels like how to play it at first. But yeah, a bit into it starts becoming more like a Souls-like game, which was quite surprising to me, to say the least. Especially since I was already playing like Elden Ring, and then comes this game, and I thought like, oh, that's quite a nice other game to play, a different genre of game to play, maybe more puzzle-like. And then to find out, oh, it's yet again another Souls-like game, and it's not quite as difficult as Elden Ring is, but it has some of the mechanics. Like you have dodge rolling, which has partially has invincibility frames, so you once again have to learn how the enemies react, how to exploit their weaknesses, when to dodge, when to shield. But it's not quite as difficult as with Elden Ring. So it felt quite refreshing to play it. But what I like the most about Tunic, what really makes it a game that I would say gets close to being one of my new favorite games, is it has like this really weird way of not telling you anything. You have to like go around in the game world and find like pages to the game's manual, which describe how to do certain things, and you basically learn how to do more and more things after finding more and more of these pages. And after collecting quite a bunch of those pages, you start figuring out there's more to the game world that than you would first think about. So initially, it feels very much like if you've ever played Zelda: A Link to the Past. You have like this initial story going on where you have to collect like the three magical pendants, in order to So initially it feels a bit like playing Zelda, A Link to the Past. You have to like collect these three pendant-like things from three bosses in the world. And much like A Link to the Past, there's more to the story that comes after that. But in contrast to like A Link to the Past, where Zelda gets abducted after you collected those three pendants and collect the Master Sword. Here you collect like these three pendant-like key things, which unlocks a kind of prison in which some sort of godlike creature was imprisoned. And after that, you suddenly figure out that this godlike creature is actually like not your friend, but it's your enemy. And you've accidentally released this enemy onto the world, which is a very bad thing indeed. But not to spoil too much about it, but at that point, you start figuring out like things are not quite the way as you think they were. And those manual pages that you collect slowly start giving away more secrets, like that this godlike creature is actually supposed to be your enemy, which was locked up a long time ago by your predecessor, another hero. And now you have to go like do the same things that this hero did. And what I like most is that is like part of the story that you later figure out, but there's another part to it. It goes even deeper than that. And you have to like figure this out by studying the manual and like locating the hints of puzzles and stuff, which in turn give you even more of the backstory of the game. And as you are playing it, it suddenly starts going from this Souls-like game where there's a lot of combat, a lot of focus on the combat, and then suddenly the combat stops and you're like figuring out all these puzzles of hidden things in the world in order to try to figure out like the complete backstory of the game. Which in turn is also required to do to get like the secret good ending to the story. But I won't spoil any more of this because like the whole fun part of the game is like to be able to figure all these things out yourself without resorting to like wikis on the internet and stuff. Because the game does actually a really good job of like giving you just enough hints so you can figure things out yourself. And it feels really rewarding to get to the bottom of things and to figure out all the puzzles and stuff. So that's really about Tunic and Elden Ring. So I hope that kind of answers some of the questions, like what kind of games I play. There's quite a lot more games that I play, but I might talk a bit more about that in later audio logs. So, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed listening to this because it's quite a new experience to me recording these things. So, I hope you've enjoyed it and yeah, see you later.